Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 47 of the From Pain to Power podcast. I'm delighted that you are here with me today. Today I have decided to go a little bit left field with my topic. So I actually keep a journal with sort of content and topic ideas for my podcast. And a lot of the topics that come to mind are ideas that come through my client work. They come through my group work, or they come through your questions or conversations that I have. And I try to have a bit of a feedback loop from just the conversations that I'm having and the contacts with coaching clients and my professional trainees as well, so that I can offer as much value as I can. And it really helps me to, yeah, just sort of really listen to my audience and hear what would be helpful for me to talk about. But today, as I sit down to record this, the topic that came to mind is kind of a new one that's not on my list, and it is making brave decisions. So the reason I have decided that we were going to talk about this today is because it's really important, and it's a really important part of my work. It's a really important part of my values, and also it is something that I think I'm kind of going through right now. So just to cut a long story short, I am currently going through a difficult time, and I normally don't really share my kind of personal process when I'm like live in it, but I think it would be helpful for me to share. And yeah, I don't really have any kind of answers, but it's not really a huge drama, but it has been quite stressful for a while. So long story short, I am between homes. I haven't lost my home. I was living in an apartment in Dublin, and there is quite a serious noise nuisance issue that I had been putting up with for a while, and it was kind of coming and going and tolerable and then not so tolerable and then tolerable again. And I just came to the point where I just felt like I can't do this anymore. So I left my home and I'm now living back with my parents just temporarily while I find a new place. So by the way, if anyone has an apartment or a house for rent in Ireland, and preferably in the Dublin Wicklow kind of area, my partner and I are actually looking for somewhere together. So do please keep me in mind. I thought I might as well say that here while I can, because the market isn't great at the moment and I think it's important to use your networks. But anyway, going back to my story, the reason why I wanted to talk about brave decisions is because when I think about the situation I'm in at the moment and what's happened over the last while, another part of that story is that I had rented an Airbnb in a place called Westmeath just temporarily for a couple of months while I find a new place to live. And when I got there, it just wasn't really a livable situation for me for various reasons, and it fell through, unfortunately. And it was a difficult exchange as well with the host of the Airbnb. So it was just all a little bit of drama for myself over the weekend, which resulted in me being quite upset and a lot of anxious energy and anxiety coming through me, because I felt like, shit, like, where am I going to live? This is really difficult. My current home that is my home in Dublin is just not really livable right now, and I have to move. And so I'm very, very grateful that I have space in my parents' house to live here for a while. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that. So I really, really am very grateful and very privileged. And also my sister is currently living here too, because she's going through a little bit of a life transition. So the two of us are here living with my parents. And when I told my mom about everything that had happened and a lot of the feelings that I had been kind of navigating, I'd been kind of holding in a little bit, I just came clean with her. And she was so supportive and got my room ready and made a space for me to work from. So I'm now in their house and recording this from there. And yeah, I think today has been the first day that I have worked from their home in Wicklow, and I haven't lived here for quite a while. So it is going to be, I guess, new for me. And, you know, it can be hard going back home and living in the family dynamic, etc. But I'm also very aware that it's the reality for a lot of adults, especially people, you know, adults, grown adults living in Ireland, trying to buy their own home as well. So I guess that's kind of my brave decision right now, is to really accept my reality and also not accept a very intolerable situation, which was very difficult for me. And I had been, as I said, I'd been kind of putting up with it and trying to ignore it and just get on with things. But it was just too much. I don't know if anyone here is listening who has been through a noise nuisance problem in their home. Yeah, it really, really grinds on your system. And there's only so much of that you can really deal with. And it really, really started to affect my mental health. And I had to be really honest with myself about that and then step into the new reality, which is, as I said to my partner, Richard, the unknown. We are currently in the unknown right now. So I'm doing my best to just self-care my way through that situation. And yeah, I think like when I reflect on that, when I reflect on this topic of making brave decisions, you know, it really reminds me of the many times I've had to do that. And particularly the time, it was about 6 or 7 years ago when I was living in Manchester with my then partner. And I know I've shared on this podcast before that I have been in Al-Anon, which is in short, it's a support group for people who've been affected by other people's addictions or alcoholism. And anyway, long story short, he is the reason why I ended up there. But my brave decision at that time, that was about 6 or 7 years ago, was to leave, even though I thought I was in a happy relationship, but it was not happy and quite harmful to me. Maybe that is a story for another day, but I just had this memory of me deciding to leave that country and leave that relationship that I had hoped was going to go somewhere else. And it was the year where we had a lot of snow in Europe and I was due to fly home, but I had to wait for the flight and then the flights all got cancelled and I was kind of stuck in Manchester. And I went into the city centre to go to a carol service in the city centre to find some solace. And when I came out of the church and I was in the city centre, I sat on a bench and I called my parents and I had a cry on the phone. And then I looked up and it was snowing. I looked up and on the cathedral, there was a huge banner, like a huge sign that said Strong Manchester Women. And it was about March time. So it was coming up to International Women's Day. And it was really a moment of serenity for me because in Manchester, they have a huge history of the suffragettes, the women's rights activists from the past. And they celebrate those amazing women a lot. And yeah, it just felt like that sign really spoke to me, even though I'm not from Manchester, but I spent a bit of time there and I was struggling and I didn't really understand any of what was happening in that particular situation because I thought I was at fault, which it turns out I wasn't. But yeah, that was a very, very brave decision for myself way back when. And I also came home to my parents' house for healing and recovery after that. And that's when I found Al-Anon. And that's when I also started to do a lot more menstrual cycle awareness work and other bits and pieces that I do. So anyway, that's just a story from my past, which I might go into in more detail in the future. But currently I'm just navigating a little bit of difficulty and I'm kind of back to that place in, you know, healing work where you're just taking one day at a time and focusing on self-care and just getting the basics done. And it's actually fine. I've actually had a really nice day. And at the end of the day, you know, we have a choice what our attitude is. No matter what's going on in our lives, I can choose to mind myself and do my best, or I can choose to wallow and feel sorry for myself, and I choose the former. So anyway, so that's my brave decision at the moment. And so when I think about that for you guys and for yourselves and like other brave decisions I've made in the past, and I know a lot of my work is all about trauma and the nervous system, and in a lot of my coaching work as well, one of the reasons why I have such a holistic practice and such an integrative practice is because really what I'm working with and helping people with is dysregulation in their bodies that is coming from our lives and the way we live our lives and perhaps things we're putting up with but that we don't really realize. You know, even just saying that, when I left that apartment and that difficult situation behind over the weekend, I got a huge amount of back pain and like so much back pain, and I never really get back pain. Mum said to me, oh, have you been lifting heavy boxes? And I didn't really bring a lot of things with me. And Richard, you know, helped me pack the car. And so I don't think it was so much the boxes. I think really it was just all the stress like coming up to the surface. And I rarely ever get back pain. So it was quite surprising to me. And it, you know, it started off in my lower back, and then it, overnight it traveled up to my shoulders. So I took a bath today and just tried to like, you know, mind myself. I did take a painkiller as well. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that like when we are living in situations that we don't know how harmful they are, and when we're bottling things up and stuffing things down and just kind of getting on with things and tolerating unacceptable circumstances or situations or unacceptable behavior, it can really put a strain on our bodies. And I think that's really what's happening for me. And it's like only now, it's now that I've left, it's like, oh God, all this like pain is coming up. So I'm just really minding myself with that. But yeah. Anyway, going back to my client work, it's like a lot of the work I see in my clients is about making brave decisions, even like the step towards, you know, asking for help and signing up for a program or going to therapy or going to a group program or, you know, taking something on and committing to a process. It's such a brave decision to make that decision. And one of the things that I do in my consultations with new clients is I do assess where people are at, and if they, you know, if I get a sense of their capacity for commitment to the process, because coaching isn't always easy. Like it can be really hard and confronting, and I do challenge my clients. I'm not always really nice and gentle with them. Well, I am gentle, but I do say things that need to be said sometimes. And, you know, to commit to a process with me or with someone else or with a therapist, it's a very brave thing to do, because you are putting yourself into a vulnerable position. But on the other side, you're choosing you, you're choosing your well-being, you're choosing growth and healing and recovery and strength, and you're choosing your own relationship with your inner power. So it's such a brave thing to do. Asking for help is so brave. I've written down here, so I'm not putting up with bad behavior. The amount of times in my life that I have put up with bad behavior, and, you know, the amount of times in my life where people have been, this is one of my pet peeves. I was saying to my sister today, like, where if something isn't okay for me, like say a situation isn't okay for me, and then I speak up about it or complain about it or request for something to be different, a lot of times in my life that, you know, a lot of people do get very defensive. So for example, not to give away the whole story, but the situation with this Airbnb, I had a major problem with something that was really like not going to work out for me in that Airbnb, and I complained about it. And then, well, I didn't complain, I actually asked for something to be adjusted, and I was then positioned as the problem, and all I received in response was a barrage of defensiveness. And it's just, the reason that annoys me is because I hear it from so many of my clients where, you know, we feel like we're the problem and we need to change, when actually really what we're doing is setting boundaries and not accepting unacceptable behavior. And there's no need to be gaslighted anymore. So it's such a brave thing to do, is to say no, to not accept unacceptable behavior. Another thing I try to do as well is to not get into arguments with people. If I see people getting really defensive and they don't, if I can tell that someone doesn't have the ability to just be with me in a difficult confrontation, then I will just walk away. So that's something that's hard for me, because I want to like be the one, you know, who has the final say and is right and everything. But that's not in my interest if I don't feel like another person can have that difficult conversation with me. So that's another thing to think about. So I'd love for you to think about, you know, what in your past have been brave decisions for you, and have you got examples of those or memories? They can be really big or really small. Obviously, some of the ones I've just talked about are quite, well, I think they're quite big. And, you know, what were the kind of the feelings that you had? So maybe beforehand you felt really afraid, but maybe after you made that decision, you felt relief. And it's interesting, like the word relief, I don't mean that lightly. Actually, I take that word very seriously. Anytime a client says to me that they feel relief, I then have a sense that they have access to their intuition, because it's hard to know what our gut is saying. You know, people say like, oh, listen to your gut and follow your intuition. But like, how do you know that? If, you know, how can you tell the difference between fear and your intuition? So if there's a sense of relief with something, that's usually a little North Star, I think, for me anyway. If I make a really difficult decision and there might be grief around it or loss or disappointment, but if I feel relief, that's like a really good sign. So for example, when I left my apartment, even though it was a great home in many, many ways and it offered a lot, I felt really sad and I do have to grieve that. And now I'm stepping into a huge unknown and I don't know where I'm going to live. I still felt relief and coming home to my parents' house, and like, I'm so blessed that they live away from the city, that there's a lot of peace and quiet here. I've noticed just even in the 24 hours that I've been here that my whole nervous system feels like at peace, you know? And even though I don't know where I'm going to live and what I'm going to do and what's going to happen, I just know that like, once my nervous system feels at peace and once I have access to serenity in myself and I can, you know, focus on my work here for a while and just focus on one day at a time and enjoy the time with my sister, like that's enough for me. I know that I'm in the right place and I know that everything's going to be fine once I don't get up into my head and start freaking out about the future. So, and if I do that, then I have help for that because I have, like I said in my last episode, I have a lot of supports to help me through these things. Another example of difficult decisions that I've made in the past as well have been to actually speak up for myself more. I used to be someone who would bottle things up and things would grind down on me and then I might explode or I would just be kind of passive aggressive. Now, this is long in the past now. I've really changed a lot in like over the several years, but it's such a brave thing to do is to speak up when it's vulnerable or when it's scary. And I now really appreciate when people speak up too, obviously with respect. I think having respect is the most important thing, but to speak up is so, so important. And it's such a brave thing to do, especially if you are someone of a minority group or a group who is subject to discrimination. I do believe that there is more at stake for those people. There's more at risk for essentially anyone who isn't a straight white man to speak up about something, because the risk of being dismissed or not listened to or invalidated or gaslighted or whatever it is can be higher depending on the situation. And so setting boundaries, you know, is a risky thing and it's a very brave thing to do. And it's not easy for that reason, because there is a risk and there can be a price to pay for that as well. But the more we do it, I think the more you kind of get confidence in doing it as well. So these are kind of just kind of random thoughts all about making brave decisions, reflecting on where I'm at, reflecting on my own relationship with it, that it can be really awkward for me. It's not easy. And when I'm in it, it's really, really, I find it really, really difficult. And I do have to really focus on like one day at a time and just minding myself and, you know, staying in contact with people who I love and who I feel supported by. Yeah, so there you go. So maybe have a think about brave decisions you've made in the past. What were the feelings you had? Why were they brave? And then also, what are the kind of brave decisions that you're facing in the here and now? And sometimes brave decisions are just small things. Like maybe sometimes it's just getting out of bed can be a really brave decision. Like if I'm having a lot of period pain, honestly, getting out of bed that day is a really brave decision. Getting in the shower is a brave decision. Walking to the shop is a brave decision. I know I had Orna Murray on the podcast a while ago talking about reclaiming our relationship with sport and movement, and I'll link that up in the show notes. And she was talking about how like just going to your first exercise class or asking a friend to join you, you know, for some kind of exercise or movement activity or trying something out is such a brave thing to do. Or just putting your runners on and going for a walk can be really brave as well, especially if you've been out of exercise action, can be really, really brave. So, or it could be, you know, trying out a new recipe sometimes, or going to a new place, or speaking to someone who you don't know. That can be really brave. Like speaking to if you're not feeling great and you're feeling a bit lonely or disconnected, like sometimes speaking to the person who makes you coffee in the coffee shop can be a really brave thing to do. So it can be small, it can be really big, it can be radical. And I think, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. And sometimes, you know, like my experience as well is that I did in the past, and I see this in my clients, we spend a lot of time trying to like meditate away our problems. And I don't just mean with meditation, but it can be like with self-care, like bubble baths or, you know, like meditation or going to therapy or whatever, and trying to feel better through all of these self-care actions or spiritual practices. But the reality is that maybe a brave decision needs to be made. Maybe a situation needs to be left, or a boundary needs to be put in place, or something is no longer tolerable. And even though that can be really, really hard, and that does then mean that there's going to be a lot of uncertainty and fear and maybe grief. But ultimately, if it gives you relief, then I do think that that is usually a really brave decision to make, and is probably a better way to feel better in the long term than constantly having to do all the self-care and things like that. And I have to say, since I've been on my own path of healing and recovery for so long and really lean into supports, the majority of my life, I feel I have a lot of peace and a lot of serenity, and I feel super grounded most of the time, day to day. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I will say it is thanks to making a lot of really, really brave decisions for things that were not okay for me. And as a result of that, it means that I don't have to rely on doing really like a lot of self-care practices all the time, constantly, because I just don't really have a lot of drama, and I refuse to have much drama in my life. So if it kind of comes near me, I can smell it, and then I try to clean it up quickly. So that is my reflection on making brave decisions. Let me know what you think, and let me know what brave decisions you are making at the moment and you are facing. And if you need any help with any of the topics that I've covered today, I have a little bit of space in my one-to-one coaching practice. I don't have a lot of space at the moment, but a little bit. You can go over to the link in the show notes, lisadeyoungcoaching.com. I offer a 3-month coaching package. And before you sign up to that, I have free consultations just so that we can get to know each other and we can assess if it's the right fit, etc. So check out the information on my website. And if you have any questions at all, you can send me an email to lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And if you're interested in working with me professionally as well, I know I've mentioned before that I have my 6-month professional training coming up in October 2023, and the waiting list is currently open. So head on over to the link in the show notes for that. That is called the Menstrual Cycle Coaching and Facilitation Professional Training, for anyone who's interested in becoming a menstrual cycle coach or integrating it into your current professional practice. That is it for me. Have a lovely, lovely rest of your week. Wish me luck with a house hunt. And again, if anyone knows anyone renting a house out or an apartment, let me know. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.